I mentioned today I would be trying to speak to a Labor councillor from Auburn. Deputy Mayor Salim Mahaja might be wishing he'd had a more low-profile wedding or, in fact, eloped. I've received a number of emails off-air about his businesses and those of the Liberal Mayor. Now, we checked yesterday about Ronnie. We thought it was Kewick, but I'm told today he calls himself Ronnie Uwick, another property developer who happens to be the Mayor. I'm told that Salim Mahaja's interests are largely focused to the north of Lidcombe and Mr. Uwick has interests to the south. When we asked Mr. Uwick if it was true that he and Mr. Mahaja purchased properties in Lidcombe not long before they were rezoned, he told us all these dealings have been listed on his pecuniary interest declarations. Auburn councillor George Campbell's on the line. Councillor Campbell, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
How's it sit with you as a member of the council that you've got such a domination of developers and real estate agents on council?
I'm very uncomfortable with the fact that people who derive significant income from the purchase, sale, development and management of property are even allowed to be on local councils where the decisions are being made which affect the profitability of those businesses.
People yesterday said they tend not to compete with each other, that Mr. Uwick's south of the railway line and Mr. Mahaja's north of the railway line. From what I've investigated, it appears Mr. Uwick has one development south of the railway line and many for Mr. Mahaja north of the railway line. They're pretty thick, these two, are they?
Well, I think when you have developers on council, there is a community of interest, not only developers, but that can extend to real estate agents also, but a community of interest. And when there's a conflict of interest, then one person is supposed to be out of the chamber, not involved in the debate, not voting. And then later on, the situation is reversed. You can imagine there's not a great incentive to knock each other's things back.
No. Is there any evidence that either of these gentlemen purchased properties not long before they were rezoned for high-rise development? Do you have any evidence of that?
Look, I don't know exactly when they purchased their properties. I don't have that information. But what I can tell you is in 2012, the state government amended the legislation to allow people who declare their conflict of interest to remain in the chamber, participate in debate, obviously lobby other councillors and so on, and to vote.
Yeah, that's about to change, I can tell you, because that'll change. I've spoken to the minister involved. That will change almost immediately.
Well, I hope so, because when I took it up with ministers and their departments some time ago, they simply couldn't see the problem.
Well, let me assure you that they can now see the problem, now that more people apart from your good self are making them aware of it.
Well, that's really good news.
Because the minister responsible spoke to me earlier this week, probably Monday or Tuesday, and gave me an emphatic answer that will change.
Yes. Ray, I might just explain for the sake of your listeners, you're obviously familiar with it, but the situation was that Auburn Council was the first council to utilise those amendments to the legislation, and what happened was the council decided to increase the height allowed, the maximum heights of buildings, the maximum floor space, and in effect, the developers on the council and possibly other people who may have benefited were in the position to, well, the developers, let's say, were in the position to vote on what heights they wanted on properties that they owned.
Yes.
And what floor space ratio would be allowed, and in effect to determine what rate of profit they would like to receive on properties which that they own.
Well, Mr. Campbell, time's going to beat me.
Sure.
Based on what you said there, this is a matter for the ICAC. Even though they're operating legally under the rules are about to change. I'll have to farewell you and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you, Ray.
Auburn Councillor George Campbell. If it's a rort, it's a rort. Unless, of course, you're involved.